going to learn tonight a piece of Oyev Yisrael and a Degomach and Ephraim. Now, here's why we're going to do that. Igeres Hay, that we learned over the past few weeks, deals with the unfolding or the bringing to life, the combination of the Oisius of the Shem Avaya, of Hashem's name, and bringing the reality of the world, the interest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to continue to create. And we had this fabulous combination of tzedakah being the motivation for that interest, and the fact that the Lomdei Torah, those who study Torah, are bringing the world into existence. Those who give tzedakah are the ones who create the interest in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to continue to create. Okay? That was the summary of Igeres Hay, that you have the supporters of Torah that are giving tzedakah, you have the learners of Torah who are creating the world moment by moment, and the combination of those two create, make creation happen. So I want to show you and share with you how two of the other classic Hasidic texts deal with this concept in a just the most magnificent way. So this is in Parshas Toldos, and again, there are different printings of the Oyev Yisrael. Nachum, if you want, you grab, there's an Oyev Yisrael on the top shelf there. So it's Parshas Toldos, the piece that starts, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili. Because Avram listened to my voice. Medrash, says the Medrash, Rebrachia Oimer B'Shem Reb Yehuda. Rebrachia says in the name of Yehuda, Ein Lecho Kol Yoim V'Yoim She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadish Halacha Bebezen Shomayla. No day goes by that Hashem does not renew or create a new halacha in the Beis Din upstairs. There's always new Torah material. They're always publishing new books up in the Beis Din above. My time. Why does this need to be the case? Dichsiv, for the prophet writes in Iyuv, Vehege mipiv yetze. The word comes out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. Ve'en hege l'Torah, we know that hege refers to Torah. Shenemer vehegisa bo yom v'layla. The Medrash says the Torah instructs us that we are to toil in Torah day and night. That shows us that word refers to the study of Torah. So, therefore, v'afilu oisna halachas hayavram yadeya. Even these halachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is renewing and being mechadish every day, meaning now 3,000 years later, they're the new halachas today, Avram Avinu knew them already. He knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to come up with. Shenemar, because the Torah says, Ekev HaShasham Avram B'Koyli, and the Torah uses the word Visoy Rasoy, and he knows my Torah Adkan. This is the language of the Medrash. What do you do with that? And why is it necessary? Ula Avinza, says the Apteruf. This is the author of the Oyev Yisrael, was Avram Yeshua Heschel. He was known as the Apteruf. He's buried in the same oil as the Baal Shem HaKadosh. He, at the end of his life, he moved to Mezhbiz and was the Rebbe in Mezhbiz, the town of the Baal Shem Tov. So he says as follows. Ulaven ze yeshlay, my next paragraph. Dine anu aimrim ubetuvay mechadish b'chol yom tom and ma'aseh bereishis. We say every morning in Shacharis that with, in Hashem's goodness, He renews each and every day, constantly, all of creation. Now, v'yadua, everybody knows, d'bay reisa brokut shebrich alma, we know, especially through the Kabbalistic writings, the Zohar, that Torah is the blueprint of creation. Hashem looks in the Torah, and He creates the world. Now, so if creation is taking place every day and every moment, well then there has to be a catalyst. And that catalyst is the Torah. Is al kein mukrach, it has to be shachidur shalmai sabreshis b'chol yom, that the renewal of creation every day has to take place by renewing the blueprints. You can't build a new building without new blueprints. So therefore, if creation is being renewed each and every moment, so there needs to be Chiddush HaTorah that's creating every moment. So it also has to take place through novelty in Torah, v'halacha, especially with halacha, shemechad shinat tzadikim shebechol dor v'dor, that the righteous people in each and every generation create new halachas each and every day. Bechol yoyim, next page, v'yoyim. Each and every day there is chiddush in halacha. There's all kinds of novelty in going on in chiddush haTorah. Hainu, that is to say, al yedei sho'eskim b'toyru uve'mitzvus Hashem be'emes v'samim. Notice how you threw in mitzvus. Due to the fact that people toil in Torah and in mitzvus be'emes v'samim, with truthfulness and tmimus and simplicity, b'yira v'yahava kol hayom, in love and in awe all day long, is az Hashem yizbarach mashpi alem seichel yosher. If a Jew puts forth his effort to try his hardest to understand Torah, Hashem will give him a seichel yosher ubinas odom, a straight grasp and a solid understanding, lahovin davar mitoich davar, to understand, to be able to extrapolate one thing from the next, with vitame Torah mitzvahs, especially in the realm of the reasons and the taste of Torah and mitzvahs, ubazeh, and through this renewal, through this excitement, through this passion, through this novelty in Torah, mechad shem alokas chadoshes b'chayim, people are going to end up, tzaddikim are going to end up being mechadesh new halacha. So now he says we have an understanding of what the Medrash said. Bezeu divrei Medrash. This is what the Medrash was teaching us. Shakadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh b'chol yoyim. The Rebbeinu Shalom renews creation every day. Ratzolayma, that is to say, Shashem Yismach Mashpia Umoyfia Seichel Zach Ubina Yishara the Tzadik Yador. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants and causes to flow and to appear a pure Seichel and a deep understanding to the righteous people of the generation, Ha'iskim Bateru Mitzvus Lishma. Not stam to guys who are sitting around having a good time. That Torah doesn't renew creation. But to people who are doing it, to the tzaddik yador, who learn Torah for the right reason, and who do mitzvahs for the right reason, so they create new halachas every day. Through their novelty, through their new approach to Torah, Hashem, with that energy, renews all of creation. And we saw last week, there was just a story in the news that they found a whole new galaxy that they didn't know existed. It was because there was a group in Bnei Brak that was mechadish some new halacha in Hilchas Shemitah. Right? Last year was Shemitah, there were all kinds of kiddushing Hilchas Shemitah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created to correspond to that, a whole new galaxy that wasn't known until now. It wasn't known because it didn't exist. It's a new galaxy called Shemitah. The Alpiza. This is so amazing what he's going to say now. And it's, once you see it, it is so obvious. The Alpiza Yesh Lefayr Shemayim Chazal. It's a Chazal that we say every day. Payin Kalikainu. Kol Hashayin Halachas B'chol Yayim. Anybody who learns Halacha every day, Muvtach Loi, he is promised Shehu Ben Olam Haba. That he is a Ben, a dweller, I don't know how to translate, a ben olam haba. He's a person who's deserving of the world to come. Shenemar, so he quotes a pasuk in Chavakuk, halichais olam loy, the ways of the world are to him. So we say, al tikra halichais, don't read it halichais, ela halachais, read it halachais, adka, that's the Chazal. So he says, what does this all mean? First of all, why are you changing the words? Second of all, what does it mean he's a ben olam haba? Zogti ki bishtanus tamish l'dvar halacha. Because when this person sits and learns, and he comes up with a chiddush in a new halacha, is tischadish halacha, when you change the reason for halacha, right? When you recognize, oh, the reason for this is not like you thought, but it's a different reason, so that's going to have ramifications. And therefore, tischadish halacha, k'nayidolachol mevim medat, everybody understands, you change the reason, the application's going to change. Anybody who changes, meaning he finds a new geshmak, he finds a new angle. He's learning Torah for the right reasons. And he throws himself completely and totally with all of his senses and all of his limbs to really get a deep understanding of Torah and mitzvahs. And as a result, each and every day he has a new taste, he develops a new geshmak, a new angle, a new facet in the halacha that he didn't see until now. What comes out of this? He's going to renew each and every day new halachas due to the fact that the reason of the halacha has changed. And as a result of this, the Rebbeinu Shlom, corresponding to that new chiddush in Torah, is going to renew the world. The chiddush brius olamos, he's going to create new worlds. The yichud v'kish olamos, the new ways of combining the worlds that exist. Therefore, such a person, muftakla, he is promised shehu ben olam haba, that he's going to be a dweller in the world to come. Hainu olam shebov in ischadish b'yemo, he's going to live in the world he created. Olam haba doesn't mean the world to come. It means that he's going to be a ben olam haba. He's going to get to live in the new world he just created. In his chiddush, he brought a new sustenance into the world. See, he's going to get to live in that world that he just brought into existence. Through him, he had this chiddush. Shenemar. Now we understand the pasuk. Usually, the pasuk is read in Chavak Halichas Loi Lam Loi. The way of the world will be for him, meaning I'll take Halichas Al Halachas. It's the same thing, because due to his Ayidei Chiddush Halachas, through the fact that he created a novelty in Halacha, Nasoi Lam Shaloi, the world becomes his. Zeshin is Chadish by Siyim. The fact that there is a new world, or that the world even exists this afternoon, was due to this guy, and he gets to live in the new world that he created. He was the one that was the cause of the renewal of the world today. Or if you want, he says, Ben Olam Haba, next page, Pehei. A dweller in the world to come, who Almad Debina Shenikri beside Almad the Asivu Mikara Torah V'Haven, that this refers to the world of understanding, which is called in the Kabbalah the world to come. And that's the source of Torah and Vahavein, and understand this well. Now, V'inikziv, Pasuk says in Bereishis, Eilu told us, Shemayim v'aretz bihi baram. This is the unfolding of the world, the generations of the world, bihi baram, in their creation. Comes the Medrash in the Zohar and says, V'doshu chazal, bi Avraham baram. The letters of Bihi Baram, if you transmogrify them, they spell the word Be'Avraham, meaning that the world Otzolaymar, that is to say, Be'Avraham Shumidas Achesed Bara'ilam. That Hashem created the world with Avraham. What does it mean he created the world with Avraham? Avraham wasn't around in the times of Adam, in the times of creation. But it means because of Chesed, Hashem created the world. As the pasuk says, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, top of the page. Hashem created the world with Chesed. Ukin Izbar Le'el, as he explained earlier, so that was the Tachlis Abriya, that the purpose of creation was the attribute of Chesed. Now, Kivan Shibbe Avram Bara Olam. So now it looks like we have two different tracks going here. One track is the track of Chesed. With Torah Hashem created the world. So now we have to have two things. Well, which one is it? Was the world created with Chesed, or was the world created through Torah? Is therefore, he says, Muchrachim anu lahamin, we're forced to trust that Avram's Chesed was absolutely unified with all of Torah, because you can't have one without the other. Because Hashem says that He created all of creation from the beginning of creation till the end of creation with Avram. And here we're learning that all of creation comes into existence through Torah. So Avram must have had all the Torah. For this reason, we recognize that every form of renewal of creation each and every day, through the Torah, has to take place through Avram as well, because Avram is the attribute of Chesed. Must be that inclusive in Avram is all of the novelty, all of the svarim that are going to be printed, the tens of thousands of svarim that will be printed, and all the chidushim. He must have known them. This is the proof that the Medrash brings. That Avram Avinu knew my Torah, and all chidushi haTorah mischad shebechol yom v'yom, ad olam v'havin, and understand this well. But he doesn't tell you what the fusion is. What's the relationship between the chesed of Avram, which was creation, and the Torah that Avram had, which is creation? Based upon what we learned last week, we understand that you can't have one without the other. You need the Tanya Geres Hay to explain what the relationship is between these two ideas. Without the attribute of the tzedakah, the chesed, which gives the Rebbeinu Shlomo the interest to want to create and to continue to create, which allows the Torah to then come in and bring the chiddush and ma'aseh bereishis, it allows that fusion and that chiddush to take place. Now, let's take a look at how the Baal Shem Tov's grandson processes this idea. So this is in the Degel Machna Ephraim. Malcolm, there's three of them over there. They've got to go to you. There you go. There's a Dago.
So is that a big exception that he contained them both?
Because
last week we had two
different guys. Right, he had two different guys, and of Avram, they were... No, of Shmais. Here's Shmais.
It's in the same
Okay. So it's on... Lechem Resh Chadosh. So again, this is one of the earliest sources of the Torah of Baal Shem, obviously from the Baal Shem Tov's grandson. A great deal of it is what he heard from his grandfather. We'll see two parts. One is from the Baal Shem Tov, and one is from, he quotes his brother, who is a fascinating figure unto himself. My children actually are descendants of both he and his brother. And let's see how he processes this. Oh yeah, man, this is on the pasuk of Achidish Hazel Lachem Resh Chadoshim Rishani Lachem Lachachi Hashanah. So this is the mitzvah where Hashem gives Klal Yisrael how we count time. Oh yeah, man, Achidish Hazel Lachem. So in this, in the Sivsei Tzadikim version, it's on Daf Kuf Samach, more towards the end of the parasha. Yesh b'zeh remez nifla. Contained in this pasuk is a wondrous hint, ma'ashachanani Hashem, that Hashem granted me berachma v'v'rev chasadim. This is a perfect example of what the Ohev Yisrael was just talking about, that people who learn Torah Lishma are granted novelty and new insight into Torah. Ki yadua, because we know as we say every day in Shacharis, that Hashem renews each and every day all of creation. We already spoke about this earlier. Just like the beginning of creation, everybody knows that by the beginning of creation, Hashem used Torah as the blueprint. What does he say? Kutcha Brichu istakel be'oiraisu bar'alma. The Zohar says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gazed in the Torah and created the world. That's an accepted fact. It's a medrash that says the exact same thing. Kach, so too, his chadshus habriya shel ma'ase bereishis, the renewal of creation in ma'ase bereishis, hu gam ken al yidei his chadshus haTorah, also must take place through new novelty in Torah. The fact that Klal Yisrael each and every day renew, they create Chidushei Torah, novelty in Torah, whatever area of Torah it would be, that's what creates the world anew each and every day. By the way, this gives you a whole new insight into the fact that Chazal tell us that if Jews were to stop learning Torah for any moment, that the world would cease to exist. This really gives you an insight, because the whole engine that allows the world to be renewed each and every moment, this Chidush HaTorah, well, if nobody's learning, they're clearly not being Mechadish in Torah. Right? Ukemoy Shashamati, look at the bold words here. Like I heard, Me'adoini Ovi Zikeini Zecherini Tzadik L'chai Olam Haba. Like I heard from my grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov. Shesefer HaZoyar Yesh le b'chol yoyim pirishacher, that the sefer of the Zohar each and every day has a different explanation. Never has, it's never the same on 2 days. You say that about the Arizal. You have the Arizal Sidurim. So every one of them is different. He says, not a kash at all. There were two different days of his davening. It wasn't the same kavanas any 2 days. So, Ve'al Derech Te'isa B'Gemara, says the Gemara, interesting, he quotes here from Isaiah, Ava Osim Dvarai B'Ficha, L'Nitoya Shamayim, L'Yisoy Da'oretz V'Yerma D'Tzien Amiato, says the Gemara, Al Tikra Ami, don't read it. The word Ami, you are my nation. Rather, Ele'imi B'Chirik, read it, you are going to be together with me. What does it mean? What is Hashem saying? Dehainu b'shutvus. Hashem says, you're going to be my partners. Ma ano b'melula avid neshamaya v'yara. Just like I, Hashem says, with words I create heaven and earth. Afatakein. So too, you Jews, when you utter words of Torah, you are creating heavens and earth. So, Limud HaTorah is not just another subject in college. It's a creative force. He's not talking about Dafke Chiddush HaTorah. He's talking about Stam, the words of Torah sustain and create heaven and earth. Next paragraph. Vizel, that's what it means. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Va'asim Devarai Beficha, I'm going to put my words in your mouth. Linitoya Shamayim, to plant the heavens of the Yisoid Arutz and to establish the earth. That power is given to us. That power is given to Klal Yisrael. Hainu me'achidu she'mechad shen Yisrael b'Torah Semes. That we must know that when we renew, when we have a novelty, when we have an idea in Chidush HaTorah, mechad shen b'riya Shamayim v'Arutz HaKadosh, we are creating heaven and earth anew. V'chol advarim amischad shim ba'olam, and everything that is renewed in the world, akoylu ayde ischadus haTorah, all of it takes place through this novelty in Torah Shiyisrael mechad shim, that Klal Yisrael renews bistaklusam ba, and when they look into Torah, ukefinian ischadusam b'Torah, and to the darga, to the level that there is chiddush haTorah going on, kach nischadus ba'olam, that to that degree will the world be renewed. This gives you a glimpse into some of the natural tragedies and catastrophes. And if somebody's lazy and isn't doing what they need to do in Torah, and the state of California dries up. Now he brings the second one. Ukemoi sheshamati b'shem ochi arava kodesh ha'mefursam reni rebaruch neriyor. Like I heard in the name of my brother, he combines the end of Chumash to the beginning of Chumash. what does it say? The last three words are le'enei kol Yisrael, to the eyes of all of Klal Yisrael. And then the first word in the Chumash is Bereishis. Pirish said Rabbi Baruch Hu, lefi einei Yisrael shemistaklim b'Torah, commensurate with the eyes of Klal Yisrael who look into Torah, meaning kefi istaklusam b'Torah, to the degree that Klal Yisrael really engrossed in looking into Torah, kachu eini chiddush ma'aseh bereishis shemischadish b'chol yom ad kan. To that degree, does Hashem renew creation? It's up to us. Le'enei Klal Yisrael, to the eyes of Klal Yisrael, will be Bereishis. That's to that degree does Hashem renew creation. And then they wonder why we have a problem with ego. Well, it's hard not to when you know that the renewal of all of creation is depending upon your Torah study. Now he says we have a whole new approach to the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. Up to the top of the next page. Kuf Samachalov. Vize Yeshleimer Shemirumiz Biposuk Achidish Hazel. One Degamach and Ephraim. No? With the Rashi letters. Hainu. Ma Shemishadish Bechol Yoim Maisa Bereshis. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews every day. Achidish Hazel. This renewal of the world. Ze Hazel Dafka. This one. This world. It's taking place right now. Lachem, it's in your hands. Hainu b'chem adavatoli, it is dependent upon Klal Yisrael. Kivi inin istaklusam v'chidusham b'Torah, to the degree that Klal Yisrael are looking and creating chidush in Torah, kachu ischadrus abriya, to that degree will the world be renewed. Roish chadoshim, what's that? Hainu. Haseichel Shebirosh, that Rosh Chadoshim, the novelty that's taking place in the head. Hu Amichad Shoyisem Kol Chidusha Ma'aseh Bereishis. It is that, it's in your heads that the renewal of all of creation is taking place. Ayidei Chidushi B'Torah, Ayidei Haseichel Shemachdis B'Torah Mistakabot. Through the Seichel that you're willing to invest and engross in Torah, and to gaze in it to that degree, will there be a renewal of creation? Okay. And he explains that with, let's do it. Gam Yashleimer, another way of looking at the pasuk is Reish Chadoshim. Haino hachidish hazeh, this novelty, this koyach of renewal in Torah, sha'atim mechadshim b'Torah HaKadoshah, that you are renewing in Torah. By the way, I just want to point out that this doesn't only apply to, you know, to writing svarim and to the there's chidish. I've shared with you the story that Rebbe Binyamin Pshischa was a child prodigy. His father was a rav. And Gedolim used to come through, and he would ask his kid to come in and show off, you know, make a chiddush that you could share with these Gedolim. And they would always be mesmerized by this child's mind. So one time, a Rav came through, and his father called him in and said to him, Noah Binim, Zayim b'chadish epis. Go out. Anyway, he comes back a half hour later, and his father says, Noah. So he says, Tata, can you please come with me so I could show you the Chiddush? He says, just tell us the Chiddush. He says, no, this one I have to show you. So he went and took him into the guest room, and he had reorganized and redecorated the guest room with fresh linen and whatever it is to make it nice. He said, this is my Chiddush. Chiddush in Torah isn't only the brilliant pilpul. Chiddush in Torah is when you bring a novel approach. Like he said earlier, the apter of a chiddush in tamei Torah, a new insight into something, a new way, a fresh approach to doing something, that's also chiddush in Torah. Says the Degamach Ephraim. Let's start the paragraph again. Gam yeshlem reish chadashim, haynu achiddush hazeh. This novelty, sh'atim mechadshim b'Torah HaKadoshah, that you are renewing, that you're creating here in the Torah, hu reish l'chol achiddushim, it is the head, it's the source of all renewal that's taking place in all of creation. Why? Hakol nimshach v'nigre basareisha, because everything follows after the source, the head. Meaning, kifi inyan hischadshem b'toira, to the degree of whatever newness and geshmak there is in Torah, kachu inyan hischadshem b'toira b'chayim. That's going to be the level of energy in the world. So you got to wonder, like on some days when you wake up and it seems that there's like it's gray and there's low energy, that, you know, sefel ten chiddush haTorah, there's something lacking in the way we approach the Torah. So he says, Rishon hu, he the first, Tainu HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaNikra Ani Rishon, God who is referred to as the Rishon, the first of all, who, Aino Lashon Nister, he is concealed, right? Who is always a language of Zeh, is open, is revealed. Who is a Lashon Nister, it's something which is concealed. Ani Hashem Yizbar Royim Einanira, the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, he who is concealed, he who can see everything but cannot be seen, Lachem, he is dependent upon you. He is dependent upon Klal Yisrael. Lechad she'ashana ani kifi achidushem she'mischadshem b'mishnosam. Hashana, he says, comes from a language of study. To the degree, interestingly, because the opposite of using the word in Kol Hashana halachos, to be somebody who changes, somebody who comes up with a new pshat. Here he's saying from a language of to study. They bring a newness to their study and to the Torah. To that degree is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam renews all of creation, v'havein, and understand as well. Not at all. He doesn't deal at all with the Avram, with the Avram and that part of it. So this gives us a glimpse into the human role that we play in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's creation, as the Beltanya pointed out here in Igeres Hey, that it's dependent both upon human action, as far as the tzedakah goes, as well as the Torah study. The combination of those two things together bring about the renewal in creation that both the Dagamach Nefraim and the Ayav Yisrael are discussing here.
We can all do it?
Anybody can do it, to whatever degree we're capable of.